We always had a cricket week every September when he ran. He asked 10 of my friends from Eton, where I was in the 11, and we had a very good cricket side. Yeah. Village cricket at Stanway in Gloucestershire. He took that wonderful house from Lady Williams, yeah, I suppose, yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. He used to run all this cricket side, and obviously loved every single thing about it. And ended up the last, we were there for about 8 days, I suppose, and on the eighth day we had our dinner party with all the boys, five or six girls I think were allowed to come in, including my future wife. And all of us boys made speeches, which without any shadow of doubt one was worse until the next step came along. And then he always ended up with a speech of his own, which lasted for about 10 minutes, quarter of an hour, out of this world.
Oh, yes,
perfectly wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. And he was riddled with entertainment and pleasure by the whole thing. And it's just worth possibly adding this ridiculous story, not that I expect many of you are interested in cricket. The last match we played there, I was fielding somewhere near where Uncle Jim was sitting, and he said, I think I'd like to have a bowl. Why not? I said. Of course, he was in his Homburg hat and his... They weren't tackety boots, his brown suit and so on. But I took off, we all had yellow caps, which he gave us, and enjoyed all that sort of thing. So I gave him his yellow cap and he walked out in the field. And believe it or not, he took a hat trick. It's quite unbelievable. He was a very, very slow, he said he was the only slow bowler. Because he was the only one who bowled so slowly that if he didn't like the look of it, he could go after it and bring it back.
Was he a left-hand bowler?
A left-hand bowler. And left-hand, he was left-handed. Yes. He was right-handed croaky, wasn't he? I think he's right-handed bat, left-handed bowler.